Good evening, folks. Thank you, Jesus. We are his children today, and we're just honored to be here with you again as we honor the chief shepherd, Jesus, tonight and lift him up in this broadcast and talk about him and his goodness to us and his liberation that he has given us through Christ Jesus, through our Lord Jesus, the chief shepherd. Yes, we're honored to be his children today, and we're just honored that you're here listening, too. And thank you for tuning in. Lord bless you tonight, and hope that you enjoy and get ministered to and encouraged in the Lord tonight as we get into the Word in a little while. And we'll also do some deliverance, but first we start out with a little bit of news here. So let's do that today as we see Canada protesting in great numbers. Parents and students and citizens of all faith unite in Canada and have a huge protest against the trans and LGBT plus agenda and indoctrination in the school system of Canada. Tens of thousands of people are marching in the cities in every province of Canada. and they want to end and eliminate the elimination of sexual orientation, gender identity curriculum, and pronouns and gender ideology and mixed bathrooms in school. They want an end to it. They've had enough of it, and they want out. They want it out of their country, out of their schools. Well, you know what? I would just pull all the children out then. You know, if they want, if the state will not comply, then just pull all your children out and homeschool them. I know that's hard for a lot of people, but hey, all things are possible. And, you know, and you can do it through Christ. Yeah. Of course you can. But a lot of people aren't willing to pay that kind of price for their children. But, I mean, what price is too much to pay for them, really? U.S. Navy stopped the drag queen recruiting. Well, that's good for them because it's not paying off for them at all. A record number of Texas students leaving public school system for homeschooling right now. Tens of thousands of parents in Texas are making that choice and are choosing to homeschool. And so, hey, you know, it did cost something, but hey, all things are possible through Christ. So military chaplain at Fort Leonard Wood in Missouri baptizes over 150 Army soldiers during basic training this summer. Well, that's a real praise the Lord, hallelujah, that people are getting baptized and saved in the military when so much of the military is woke and or they're trying to force woke training on them anyway. And we know Paw Patrol supposedly was innocent little children's toys, but Paw Patrol children's cartoons debuts a non-binary character in the new episode. So they've gone, I guess, totally woke now and going to have you know, comply with all the idiocy of Satan and the devil and what he's doing in the nation today through his demonic agenda. Hey, this is no new agenda. I mean, Satan's been doing stuff since way back there when they took prayer out of the school. Of course, he's doing it before then, too. But, I mean, really, things started in the 60s where everybody was getting into the occult and the Gene Dixon. And some of you might be old enough to remember some of that. And, man, they were doing all kinds of occult stuff. Edgar Casey and all kinds of occult stuff. People were doing occult automatic writing to, you know, to test people whether they wanted to hire them into their big corporate business or not. And they were doing all kinds of occult things in these big corporations back then. So this stuff is not new. It's just going to another level of darkness. That's all. And so this stuff has been going on for a long time, occultism and witchcraft and homosexuality and perversions of sexual nature. So, yeah. Well, so over 54,000 acres of crops damaged by hail and windstorm, and extreme storms in Valencia, Spain, area, causing an estimated loss of 43 million euros. So, wow, that's a lot of food that people aren't going to have. Over 11,500 illegals surge into Eagle Pass, Texas, forcing the city to declare a state of emergency. People don't know how bad, a lot of people don't know how bad the borders actually are, that millions are coming across these borders. And there are all kinds of people, and people that don't value our way of life or in America, and they don't value the freedom we have, and they're coming from socialist states and socialist countries where they don't have these freedoms, so they have no, you know, morals or things about these, you know, sense about these things. Anyway, it's sad to see this happening at the United States border and nobody doing anything about it hardly. And Biden signs another stupid executive order to establish American Climate Corps to fight global warming, which is, again, another hoax and another lie of the globalists. Yeah, the Biden administration will mobilize a new generation of more than 20,000 to fight climate change. A new army of woke warriors will be put to work on conservation, clean energy, and environmental justice projects. Police corps, probably. Police corps of evil to try to just subdue anybody who tells the truth about climate change, that it's just a big hoax and a big lie, that it's not even happening. It's not even real. But, you know, that's, what they try to do to control people. And so any way they can, they want to control the country in their way and their direction of globalism. Male student crowned homecoming queen at Kansas City High School. Yeah, male student, the queen, right? That really makes sense, doesn't it? Not really. A lot of things happen and don't make sense, do they? They're just evil and they're dark, and they come out of, the dark denizens of hell, the kingdoms of darkness, and that's where these things are coming from. And people are yielding themselves to devils more and more these days. And of course, they're the righteous who are standing up. Thank God for the righteous who stand up, but it's not enough to hold it back, the forces of evil. So one shall put 1,000, two shall put 10,000. So get people in unity, get people to stand together against the darkness, and we'll see what God does. We'll see the power of God manifested, and praise God. You know, a new poll by Ryan Berg, B-U-R-G-E, I'm not sure if it's Berg or Berge, a social researcher and pastor at an American Baptist denomination, said the poll revealed that 84% of Christian Protestants identify as straight and not LGBTQ and something, a binary or non-binary or whatever, but 84% identify that way. Well, that's still too low for Christian Protestants. I mean, really, 85% of Muslims identify as straight, 83% of Catholics, and only 78% of the LDS, which are not even Christians at all, but the, Mormons, Latter-day Saints, only 78% of them. And when you get to atheists, I think it's 53% identify as straight. Well, isn't that kind of funny? Yeah. No, not really. But, yeah, it's pretty pathetic. But that's just the percentages on that poll that he took. So interesting, don't you think? Well, yeah, I think it should be, 100% of Christians identify as straight. What's wrong with it being 84%? What's the deal there? That means there's a lot of compromise. 14% may not even be real Christians, or they think they are. I mean, a lot of people think they're Christian, but they're not really Christian because they've never really gotten born again. And they've just been raised in a church, or they went to a church and they got baptized and they think that got them in the kingdom. No, you must be born again. Jesus said you must ask Jesus and believe in Jesus. Ask him into your heart and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Repent for your sins and turn away from them, right? And there's a supernatural new creation work that gets done inside of a person when that happens. And that's what God wants to do. Okay, so we'll let him do that. We must be born again. We must be washed in the blood of Jesus. We must yield our lives to him and say, from this day forth, my life is yours. You can do whatever you want with me, God, because I'm your child now, and you do whatever you want in me. Praise the Lord. See, that's salvation experience. That's what the Lord would have, every person to have happen. I mean, he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to salvation, to repentance. But how many know that's not the case? The majority is going to hell, and the Bible says hell enlarges itself, and that is a tragic fact, a reality, but that is just the way it is in this world that we live in today. So anyway, let's open up with prayer. I want to welcome everybody again. Glad to have you tuning today to this live church service on the radio tonight, and hope that you're blessed by it and ministered to by it. We got a good word for you tonight. a God word. Hopefully it'll be a blessing to you. We're looking forward to sharing that with you. But let's open up in prayer first. In Jesus' name, Father, we come to you. And we thank you that you're a good God. And that you're a God that loves us. And that you forgive us all of our sins, all our trespasses. And cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that we can come boldly before the throne of grace. We thank you that we've, Lord, received your grace and received your mercy and are standing in that today. And we thank you, Lord, that you have offered to us all the blessings of the kingdom. And you said it's the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom of God. So, Lord, we just receive all the blessings of your kingdom, Father. And we thank you, Lord, for them. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit that dwells within us, Lord, that you came to baptize us with the Holy Ghost and fire. And the power came with the Holy Spirit as well, Lord. We thank you that, Lord, we can pray in the Spirit and pray in the understanding. Pray in tongues and pray in English, Lord. We thank you for the gift and baptism of the Holy Spirit for those who have received that. And I pray that everyone listening will receive that if they have not yet. For I know it's you desire that all of us would receive, and it's up to each person individually whether they want to or not. But they would, I'm sure, benefit from having their prayer language and could pray in the Spirit anytime they wanted to. So, Father, I pray for that as well. And I know that's not necessary to be saved, but, Lord, I might as well have the whole package of everything, Lord. So I'm sure glad that I can pray in the Spirit every day and do. And I would wish and pray that for all my brothers and sisters. And so, Lord, we ask you to bless the broadcast tonight, Father. We ask you to bless the word of the Lord here as we share it. Ask that you would manifest your power through that and the teaching of the Spirit would take place by the power of the Holy Spirit tonight. Father, we pray for people's personal needs that they have today, Father, their family needs, their financial needs, their physical needs, Father. I pray for one lady who's having some bleeding out of the rectum, Father. We pray for healing for her, Father, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke that in the name of Jesus right now, and we just speak to the colon and speak to hemorrhoids or whatever that may be that's going on there, and we just speak healing and health there to the body in Jesus' name and declare by the stripes of Jesus she is healed. Thank you, Lord, for recovery. All bowel troubles, for anybody that's listening having bowel troubles and hemorrhoid problems and issues with their digestive system, Father, we just cover that with the blood of Jesus. Command every demon out of that area right now in the name of Jesus and command healing in the name of Jesus. Excuse me. In the name of Jesus. And we rebuke these spirits. I rebuke the one that just caused me to be attacked there and swallow my saliva the wrong way. I rebuke that in Jesus' name, and I thank you that I recover all from that in Jesus' name, and my voice is back to normal. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, devil, for that. As I pray for the saints, Father, we continue to do that, Father, with their healing and their health and their body, Father, in complete and total recovery from all the attacks of the wicked one in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I praise you for that. I praise you for, Lord, just ministering understanding to people and this and the ability to make right choices in life, Father, as they face these decisions that they have to make. Father, I know that some people I know have to make some decisions, Father, and I pray that you'll lead them in the right direction and they'll be led by your Spirit, Father. We give you the glory for that as well in Jesus' name now. And we thank you again for the time and the word. We cover it with the blood of Jesus and thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit now upon me to share these words of life with people, Father. I ask you to bless them through it. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. I just want to pray for the country. We rebuke the enemy using the wicked people that claiming that they're in government, claiming that they're the leaders of the country. Father, I pray for the wickedness of these people to be brought to naught, that it will not prevail in Jesus' name, and that there'll be intervention by the power of the Holy Spirit and the Father in Jesus' name to stop the wickedness of evil and the wickedness of these evil plans of the dark people that are given over to Satan and his will. In Jesus' name, they will not prevail with the new plandemic and the new destructive of many lives in this country. They'll not prevail with that in Jesus' name. If people not put up with it in Jesus' name, Father, that it would just say no to it in Jesus' name, and it won't work a second time. And we thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you, Lord, for these wicked laws and executive orders that are being brought in, that they will not prevail either, Father, and people will just say, enough of this in Jesus' name. And they'll just vote against it. They'll stand against it in prayer and binding and loosing and voting and doing whatever can be done to stand up against the wickedness of evil. And people will be strong in the Lord and the power of his might to pray strongly against this and to war against it in the spirit and see the results, Lord, because we know that it's all about, you know, what you can do, not what a political thing can be done, but, Lord, it's about you doing by your power. Because, you know, we can vote all we want to do, everything else, but if we don't see the power of God manifested, these things will fall by the wayside. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord. We will vote and we will do those things, but the most important is you, Lord, and what you can do to stop this wickedness in this country and turn things around. Or just come quickly, Lord, and it'll just all be over here, and we'll go into the 1,000-year reign. Hallelujah. Well, Father, we praise you for that. Thank you. Come quickly, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's get into this word tonight. If you're ready. I'm ready, so let's go for it. And decisions in the storms. How many been in a storm this week? How many know there's pressures and storms in this life? And we're just going to talk about some of that, and we're going to talk about making decisions, and we can talk about walking in the power of God. You know, in today's pressures to become or be, we're not supposed to be. You know, we can lose sight or become detached from what we really are to be. You understand what I'm saying? There's pressure to be what we're not supposed to be, what God hasn't called us to be, okay? And so in the midst of all that, we can become detached from who we really are supposed to be because the pressure seems to be intense against the believers right now, okay? And God wants us to live in liberty, the glorious liberty of the sons of God. That's what he's called us to. And how many know it's a challenge to live in liberty when the world around you lives in bondage, including a whole lot of the church living in bondage today too? You ever said wondered, who am I? Or you've been told, just be yourself? Yeah, you really can't be yourself if you don't know who you are and you don't know yourself. How can you be yourself? You can't be yourself if you don't know yourself. And you know what? Only in and through Jesus can a true identity be found. That's right. Only in and through Jesus can your true identity be found. And we need to be aware of that. In order to live in liberation, we're going to first have to identify and realize. Identify that the pressures from the world to shape your life, to shape my life after their pattern is what will bring they're thinking that that's what's going to bring us freedom when we realize that, hey, that's a lie. It doesn't bring us freedom, okay? And it's a fantasy to think that what they think, in order to live in liberation according to them, see, we got to first identify that the pressures from the world to shape us and our lives after their pattern, you know, is not going to bring us freedom. It's not going to liberate us. And the freedom comes when we realize that it's a lie, it's a fantasy, it's a deception. Then we can begin to pursue the true freedom, which only comes through Christ. The success, victory, happiness never comes from the world. not true success, not true victory, not true joy, not true happiness. Now, it has a counterfeit joy, a counterfeit happiness, which is really, I've watched that happiness. It's not true happiness. It's not a true joy. Only the Lord can give such a joy as a true joy. Okay? And we see the reality of this in a question that is asked in John 18:38. Let's go over there and read that. John 18, verse 38. If you're looking them up. If not, I'm going to read it to you. 18:38. Pulling my pages apart. Okay, here we are. It says, Pilate said unto him, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, I find in him no fault at all. See, the world is still asking this question, and the answer to it eludes them. Why? Because they're not going to the truth to get the truth. That's why it's going to elude them. It's always going to elude them because they don't go to the one who really has the truth, because they're of the lie. And they are of the lie, then they're not going to be able to walk in the truth. As it says in verse 37, Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou king? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. And everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. See, that's why they don't know the truth, and they're still asking that question, because they're not of him. They've not been born from above. If you're not born from above, then obviously you don't know the truth. Okay, no matter how much you study, how much you read, how much education you have, if you're not of Jesus, if you've not been born from above, then you don't know the truth. Okay, because the Bible says when you know the truth, then that knowing the truth, it implies knowing the truth is what sets you free. And knowing is more than just giving mental assent to it. I mean, this is when you know something, you act like it's so. Okay, and so we need to act like the truth is true, because it is true, okay? And we accept it and we realize it, that it's never going to happen the world's way, and we must choose the right way and decide on truth, not a bunch of more lies, which, how many know, there's just a whole lot of lies being, forced upon people today. We don't have to receive them, but they're trying to force it upon people today. Life has a lot of decisions. How many know that? And you have to decide every day, you're going to believe a lie, you're going to believe a truth, or you're going to find out what the truth is if you don't know the truth on something. And how many know where the truth is going to be found at? It's going to be found only in the Word of God. You're not going to find it by just, hoping that you'll figure out things. No, if you're not in the Word, you have nothing to base the truth upon, okay? Because His words are truth, and they are life to those who find them, the Bible says, and health to all our flesh, and life to those who find them. And so, hey, we've got to decide. Every day you need to make decisions of whether a truth or a lie will be the dominant force in your life. And often, there are many choices daily, many decisions. In fact, today you decided something. I know you decided to listen today to the broadcast here. And that's why you're listening. You may or may not have, wanted to, but you decided you would. And because of that decision, you did it. And here you are. And may you hear truth that helps you, helps you to make right daily decisions, okay? But our decisions can affect our entire life. How many know that all of us have made decisions that were not the right decisions at times, that were influenced by a lie, that were influenced by the enemy, and we made that decision, and it wasn't the right decision, wasn't the best decision, and it influenced our life. And some people have made decisions that they have not been able to recover from to this day. And ask God for grace to help you with that, to overcome that and the result of those decisions. Some people made decisions to marry a person, and it was the wrong person, and they have suffered greatly. And some people have ended up in divorce because of that. Some of you may have had a series of bad or wrong decisions in your life. And many people make wrong decisions consistently because they have a curse on their life, a generational family curse that their parents made bad decisions and their grandparents made bad decisions and on. It went on to the third and the fourth generation of people making bad decisions, and that's why you've made bad decisions too. And Samson of the Bible, you know, he was called to be a judge in Israel and to lead the country. He made a series of bad decisions, ending with choosing a pagan, devil-worshipping wild woman called Delilah, which ended up losing his eyes over, not only his physical eyes, but his spiritual eyes. He lost a lot through that woman of deception, of evil that he joined himself to. Don't you know the Bible says, be ye not unequally yoked to an unbeliever, for a reason, to protect us from living in lies and joining ourselves to a person who is under the deception of Satan? Obviously they are, because if they don't know the Lord, I don't care, you know, how nice a person is and how much they eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they're still living from the lie. They're still living from the wrong tree, and you can't eat from the tree of life until you come to the one who is the tree of life, Jesus Christ, see? And so the world can't eat from that tree until they're ready to get born again. And so if you marry an unbeliever, what are you doing? You're marrying into someone who lives in the lie, system of darkness. Their spirit is in darkness, so you're unequally yoked. You're not yoked with another believer. You're unequally yoked, according to the scripture. And so that's a wrong decision, and Samson made a wrong decision. And he had his eyes gouged out, a horrible thing to imagine that happening to people. But we need to learn not to follow, you know, the lust of the eyes, for one thing, because we'll make bad decisions based on the lust of the eyes. And he did. He followed the lust of his flesh, the lust of his eyes, and it was a painful thing for him. And we need to decide not to do that. Abraham almost lost his wife over his decisions. First, he decided to go to Egypt, and then he decided to lie out of fear, and he even told his wife to join in him with him in his lie. He even told his wife to lie too. And God had to intervene, or he would have lost Sarah if, you know, God hadn't have intervened because of his, you know, lying about things. And he would have, don't you think, and God would have protected him, but he was in fear, see, and people do a lot of wrong decisions out of fear. I hate to tell you that, but that's the fact, that so many people are making decisions that are wrong out of fear. Let's look at this, Genesis 12:11, and it came to pass when he was come near to enter into Egypt that he said unto Sarah, his wife, behold, now I know that thou art a fair woman to look upon. In other words, she was just a knockout to look at. She was a beautiful woman. Therefore, it shall come to pass when the Egyptians shall see thee that they shall say, this is his wife, and they will kill me, but they will save thee alive. Say, I pray thee, that thou art my sister, that it may be well with me for thy sake, and my soul shall live because of thee. And it came to pass that when Abram was coming to Egypt, the Egyptian beheld the woman, that she was very fair, very beautiful. Oh, yeah. See? Look what happened. He was afraid, and it backfired on him. The princes also of Pharaoh saw her and commanded her before Pharaoh, and the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. And he entreated Abram well for her sake, and he had sheep and oxen and he asses and men servants and maid servants and she asses and camels. And the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with a great plague because of Sarah, Abram's wife. And Pharaoh called Abraham and said, what is this that thou hast done unto me? Why did thou not tell me that she was thy wife? Why saidst thou, she is my sister, so that I might have taken her to my wife? Now, therefore, behold, thy wife, take her and go thy way. So, yeah. See what happened? You know, God doesn't always intervene, but he did in this case. He plagued Pharaoh's household because of him taking this woman and was planning on making her his wife. But no, he found out that, hey, something's wrong here. Yeah, she's this guy's wife, and he lied. They lied to me. And so he figured it out, okay? And sometimes, though, we reap the tolls of our bad decisions when we decide things of the devil that he influenced us to do, like David and Bathsheba and Samson. And it wasn't too well, see, for them. And so they had some bad things happen because of deciding to do sin, to do things that weren't right, okay? God didn't necessarily do it to them, but it was a result of their sin, see? It was a result of their sin. It was a result of what they gave themselves over, the decisions they made, and they gave themselves over to iniquity and demons, because demons work with iniquity, because they are iniquity as well as working with iniquity. And so, yeah, the storms of life can attack through our decisions. And when we're in the storms of life, we make decisions that are not often sound decisions, and it's best not to make all these decisions when you're in the middle of a storm. And when you're going through stuff, the attacks of the enemy, and we all go through stuff. Maybe you're in the middle of one right now. And when you're in the middle of them, you need to watch out, because you can make a decision influenced by the storm, the troubles you're going through, the difficulties, the trial, the testing, the difficult things that are going on, okay? And get off course, see, when you make those decisions influenced by the storm, when, see, Satan's in the storm. And so when he's in the storm, he's attacking you like that, then, hey, you need to be a watchman and be on guard, see, instead of, you know, falling prey to the demons, because they could be swirling around you in the midst of the storm and just trying to affect your decision-making, see, trying to affect what you decide. So it's a time to be on guard. It's a time to watch and make sure that you don't fall and give place to these things, okay? I mean, in the middle of a storm, it's time to walk in faith. See, at any time, all the time, we should be walking by faith, but especially in the midst of trials and temptations and storms, that's when we need to seek the Lord and keep our eyes on Jesus, because, you know, it can be very boisterous in a storm, and there can be a lot of clouds and wind and thunder and lightning, and, you know, and many Christians in a storm, they get like the disciples, they panic, and they make wrong decisions. They give in the spirit of fear, and yet they had Jesus right there in the boat with them. Hello, was Jesus panicking in the boat? No, he was just peacefully sleeping. And you know, if Jesus is at peace, then why aren't you at peace, disciple of Christ, right? If you're a disciple, you see that Jesus is at rest, Jesus is at peace, then why are you not at rest? Why are you not at peace, right? I mean, you ever think about that? Here you are ranting and raving and fretting about things, worrying and high anxiety and troubled about the future and troubled about the things concerning your life, your family, your workplace, and church, your church, and all these different things that bother people, your finances, the future. Some people are just tormented with the future and what's going to happen in the future, you know? And yet, is Jesus all fretting, or is Jesus at peace? Is Jesus worried? Is Jesus in high anxiety, having panic attacks? Luke 8:22. Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke and saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commanded even the winds and the water, and they obey him. You know, he can command the storm in your life too. You don't have to fall prey to that storm. You don't have to let it have the dominant force over your life. Amen. Listen, Jesus is with you in your storm. Even if you think he's asleep, he's there. And if you panic, he'll say, where is your faith? Hell, he'll say, where is your faith? I mean, listen, he's there. He's there in your boat, and you are really just, let's say you're the boat and Jesus is in you. He's in your spirit, and he is there. And a lot of people are just letting him rest away in their spirit while they go around fretting in their mind and worrying and freaking out about circumstances and situations and going wild because the things look so bad in the natural and Satan is making a big ado about it and making you fret and worry about it. And, hey, you know what? In Jesus, everything's going to be all right. Did Jesus have a will for your life? Didn't he declare things over your life when you get born again? Did he say you belong to him and he's going to take care of you? And didn't Jesus tell his disciples, let us go over to the other side? You know, the will of God was already known. They were going to get to the other side, and yet they freaked out. They panicked, and they said, we're perishing, Jesus. We're dying. We're going to die here. Hey, wake up. Jesus is with you. If Jesus is with you, you ain't going to die. You ain't going to go down in that storm, okay? He said, we're going to the other side, so you can't die in that storm, right? If he told you, you're going to the other side. If you have a word from God, that God has got things in his hand, hello, you're going to get through this. Why are you fretting? Why are you worrying? Why are you stressed? Oh, but the disciples panicked and gave into the spirits of fear. We're dying here, Jesus. Wake up. How many times have you evaluated things in your own thinking? You evaluated people or your circumstances or your family members wrongly and thus made a wrong decision based on fear and not faith. How many times have we done that? Remember, in your storm, Jesus is always with you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That is the promise in the Word of God. We can bank on that. We can stand on that. Okay? Jesus is always with you in your storm. The problem is you're focusing on something other than Jesus. We're looking at something other than Jesus, and you need to keep looking at Jesus, see? A lot of people are under so many curses, and they try to get out of these curses. They try to get out from living under these curses of stuff that, you know, just been going on repetitious in their life for years. And they got their eyes on the circumstances. They got their eyes on the oh, what if I actually, you know, change this and do something different? Well, they're afraid. There's something in them that holds them back from doing anything different. There's something in them that holds them into the same mold they've always been in, see, because it's a generational spirit. It's a generational curse to keep a person going round and round and round on the merry-go-round. Just, you know, just keep around and round they go, never to get off. Keep repeating the same old circle over and over again throughout their whole lifetime, and finally they die and go be with Jesus when they could have lived a whole different kind of life, but the curses wouldn't allow them to do that, see? And so a lot of people are stuck repeating things because they can't break out of the generational curse, can't break out of it. So we need to focus on Jesus. What are we focusing on? What do most people focus on when they're going in a storm? Your feelings. They focus on their feelings. How many know something about feelings? Your feelings are a breeding ground for demons, okay? They're part of the soul. They're not part of the spirit, okay? And so you have these emotions, your mind, will, and emotion, which makes up the soul of a human. Okay, and you're letting these emotions give you all these feelings that are inaccurate because they don't line up with the Word of God. And you're looking at these emotions and feeling these emotions and, you know, tormented by your emotions because you're staying up and worrying and you're not resting, see? And yes, I hear from believers all the time that they do this, okay? This is not, I'm not picking on any one individual. This is just a whole bunch of believers that do this, and they're troubled. and they're bothered and they're worried and they're in anxiety and they're anxious and they have these cares that they need not carry, according to the word, cast every care on me for I care for you. Okay? So you need to watch out. Your feelings will sabotage you. Okay? They will. You make twisted decisions sometimes, or decisions that are repeatedly are sabotaging your life in some area, especially if you're needing deliverance in that area, and especially if it's a generational curse in that area that's going on. See? It keeps repeating itself. Embedded or hidden spirits will so influence you that you make a decision based on their influences. They're working away behind the scenes, and they're influencing your mind to make decisions based on their input, see? And we need to get the input of the Word of God. That's why I say if a believer is not putting the Word of God into their life, they're going to make wrong decisions. That's just a fact of life. If they don't ever pick up the Bible, and yet they claim to be a Christian, and they, you know, say they are a Christian, but they never pick up the Word, they never pick up their sword, the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, and they never use it on the enemy. They never use it to combat the thoughts in their mind, the feelings that they have. Then they're just bound to make wrong decisions. It's just going to happen. Okay? You've got to pick up the Word of God. You've got to read. You've got to spend time in the Word with Jesus. Okay? All right? That's so important. Okay, so yes, you will need to get some deliverance, especially if you see that you've had a bad track record in the decision-making department of your life. Mammon and pride and greed will cause you to make decisions that will put you in and keep you in financial debt and bondages. Spirits of lust will drive you and weaken your defenses and cause you to commit sexual sin, even if it's just fantasy lust and lust of the eyes, lust in the mind, which may lead to other things such as, you know, relieving your lust through masturbation or thinking that you're going to or going out and committing fornication or adultery with somebody when you step out of fantasy into these physical acts. Spirits of confusion will keep you in a daze or a haze, a fog of uncertainty. And a lot of Christians are living in uncertainty. I mean, you could be attacked with things due to other people's decisions. Do you ever think about that? Oh, yeah. I remember, and I shared this one other time, I think that this group of Christians, and I tell you what, they were messing with the devil, but they got a hold of these things that are called broadcasters, they call them, and they can speak into them what they want to happen. And they were speaking so that I would, you know, go back and pastor again in their state, and I would be manipulated to do certain things that they wanted me to do. And of course, I had to break the power of those things. You know, when I heard what was going on, I was speaking against it. And surely, yeah, I was tempted. Thought, oh, well, maybe I should go back. I got attacked by the demons that they were releasing through using their so-called broadcasters to send out, you know, what they wanted. You know, so listen to me. I'm telling you that people have some strong control spirit, right? They did. And sometimes people give place to those kind of control spirits, all right? And so we need to be on guard against this sort of thing, especially people, you know, who have strong control demons, right, such as Jezebel spirits. You have Ahab, or an inferiority spirit, or a mental weakness, or a number of other ones that I won't name due to, you know, I don't want to get into it right now, but, you know, you can be attacked and infested with spirits because of other people's decisions and actions where you are concerned. People pray controlling prayers, witchcraft prayers, and if they're that kind of prayer, guess who is activated? Because God isn't. God doesn't respond to those kind of prayers, but somebody else does. If you're praying charismatic witchcraft or witchcraft prayers that thinking they're Christian prayers, look out, because it will attract demons, and they will try to bring those things to pass. So you can get affected by that when people are praying that way. you say a controlling mom or dad says something over you, that such as, well, you're going to be a nurse, or you're going to be a doctor, or you're going to follow and keep the family business going, and you know God's calling you to be a missionary, or to be a pilot, or to be a train conductor or something, daily they speak it over you and tell all their friends, little Susie's going to be a doctor or a nurse, and little Jerry's going to be a doctor, he's going to follow in the family business or whatever. You have no desire to do that, yet you're seemingly being forced in that direction, controlled to do it, and you're miserable because you're sensing that you should do something that you don't have any real leading to do, and yet it seems to be an overwhelming pull to do that. See, oh yeah, and so they're speaking that, and you know it's not God's plan. And marriage partners can manipulate and control each other by decisions, and spirits are often released through the decision-making process, of which the demons, the demons influence and manipulate it to keep a person in bondage. See, there are a lot of spirits operating in the area of Jezebel, this arena of control and manipulation and bondage and pre-planned plans for you. You need to break away from the demon plans for your life, folks. Yeah, they have, power to affect your life, okay? So break those things that other people are speaking over you on a regular basis, and break the plans that demons have for you. I just break the plans of the devil for my life, and I just receive and walk in the plans of Jesus and the Holy Spirit for my life. See, the disciples gave into spirits of fear and terror when Jesus was right there. Listen, those disciples, hadn't they seen miracles? Hadn't they seen demons cast out of people? Haven't they seen the many deliverances that Jesus did? Hadn't they seen the power that Jesus walked in? And yet they still gave place to demons. They still gave place to demons. I mean, listen, they had more, they had less of an excuse than we do, because they walked with Jesus for how many years? 3.5 years of walking with Jesus, and they still didn't believe. They still gave place to demons. That's unbelievable, man. And yeah, we know that Jesus defeated the devil, but now those demons still got the disciples. Even when the physical presence of Jesus was right there with them, the devil still got to those disciples. Okay? And now we have Jesus in our boat. I mean, we have his presence right here all the time, because he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And the demons are still getting to us. What is the deal here? How can that be happening? See? Oh, we need to recognize it. These spirits are powerful in their ability to deceive and tempt and control and lie to us. Otherwise, wouldn't the disciples have said, wow, yeah, there's a storm, but hey, Jesus is with us, and he did say we're going over to the other side, so we're going to get there one way or another. So he's not done with his ministry. He told us that, so we're going to be fine. So let's not even bother to wake him up. Everything's going to be all right, and that storm would have just gone away, and they would have gone on, okay? We're not going to die in this storm. We're going to the other side. Hallelujah. But yet we do the same thing. Yet we know Jesus is living inside of us. Where is Jesus? Well, where is he at? This is horrible. What's going on here with my life, my family, my job, my church, my this, my that, my business? Oh, going on with my finances? Can't make it. Where's the money? See, Jesus is where? He's living in your spirit. He's with you in your boat. And yet, how many times do we give place to these demons? These lies, these temptations to live in fear and worry and anxiety, demons of fear, of hopelessness, of sickness and death, of financial woes, whatever it may be. Yet where is Jesus, saints? Where is Jesus? He's right here with us. He said, I'll never, what does never mean? Never means never, never leave you nor forsake you. And yet I'm amazed how quickly we give place in our storms, you know, how quickly we give place to these devils and their temptations and their lies and their deceptions. And often we pick up more devils. Something is wrong with this picture, saints. Something is wrong with this picture. We should not be giving place like we do so many times. Okay? Should not be giving place. And we should recognize Jesus is in the boat. How easily we forget in the midst of a storm. Where is Jesus? Where is Jesus? Well, I'm right here. Hello? Are you listening? I'm right here. Son, daughter, listen. Look in your spirit. I'm right here wanting to help you. You believe me to bring me up out of your spirit into the situation. You just need to believe. You just need to believe I'm here. You just need to call upon me. And yet you're too caught up in the situations and circumstances of life. Really? You know, pride can keep you stuck with your spirits too. And you won't be able to get delivered because of pride. Spirits of pride. How about spirits of rejection? Spirits of rejection will keep you trying to prove your worth or beat you down your whole life long. Your whole life long, you'll be trying to prove that you have value, or you'll just be trying to push other people away because, after all, they're going to reject me anyway. So I might as better just to push them away now before they just reject me and it hurts so bad again and again and again. Yeah, that's right. And people do force people to reject them when they have strong spirits of rejection operating in their lives. Excuse me. So, spirits keep Christians on treadmills, going nowhere. They're hindering us. They're blocking us. They hinder or abort God's best for our lives. See? Yeah. They're a spiritual blockade, or blockage, if you will. And how many know that that rejection spirit is a blockade in your life? You know? And you were rejected as a child. You were mistreated as a child, and that caused the spirit of rejection to come in. Or you were born with an inherited spirit of rejection that caused you to be rejected. Your parents had it. Your grandparents had it. You're just repeating rejection over and over in one form or another. Doesn't always happen the same way, but it always happens one way or another when you have those generational spirits of rejection operating. Okay? And they keep you on that treadmill of rejection, or they keep you on that treadmill of anxiety and worry or anger and sexual sin or whatever it may be. Keep you in poverty, under the poverty curse, or greediness. And they try to abort God's best for you. And we don't want the enemy to be able to do that, so we need to go into warfare against this stuff and not put up with it and be determined that things are going to change in our life and we're not going to just keep on repeating this abusive pattern or this greed pattern or this pattern of lust. 1 Thessalonians 2. Let's go over there and read a verse in chapter 2, verse 18 of 1 Thessalonians. Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. Well, isn't that the story of a lot of Christians today? You're trying to do something, but somebody's hindering you. You're trying to go do something, accomplish something, but somebody's hindering you, and that is Satan. It says right here, we were coming to you, we wanted to come to you, but Satan hindered. He blocked, he hindered, he stopped us from coming. Okay? So the enemy has some power there to put an operation against you, and only through taking authority over the enemy through the power of the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, and the word of God can you actually do something to counteract that attack of the enemy. Look at Galatians 5:7. That's right, Galatians 5:7 said, "You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth?" Who should hinder you? Who is it that hindered you that you should not obey the truth? Who do you think it was that was hindering them, or they couldn't obey the truth? Who do you think was doing that? Do you think it was God doing that? The word hinder also means drive you back, that you should not obey the truth. See, isn't that what the enemy does? He tries to drive us backward instead of forward. We're blocked and we go backwards instead of forward. And this literally means you were walking well in grace. Who broke up the road along which you were traveling so well to where you couldn't hardly travel it? The word Greek here word is inkopto, and it means to hinder. It means hinder. It reads hinder, of course, and it means to place an obstacle in your path, to break up the road in front of you, to impede your progress, to detain you, to hold you back, to make you go backward and detain you. See? Isn't that what the enemy has done to your life many times? He detained you. He's held you back. He broke up the road where it was such a hard road you just didn't want to go forward. You just wouldn't want to move ahead. You didn't have the energy to move ahead, so you just went backwards, or you stayed stuck, and you may have stayed stuck, and you may be still staying stuck. After 5 years, you're still stuck. And something needs to change. You can't stay stuck. Some people are stuck 20 years just being abused day after day by some abusive spouse that beats them up or speaks curses over them and mistreat them, or abusive parents, or whatever it may be, you know, some type of abusive job. Where I know I worked for a guy one time who was very abusive, verbally abusive to me, and I would speak back the things of the Lord and talk gently to him, and you know, it just irritated him more, you know. But I would throw water on his fire, I guess, to say, or fire on his fire, whatever. But I didn't work for him long, but, you know, I worked for a while, and I showed Jesus to him. But life is spiritual warfare, whether you admit it to yourself or not, and I certainly continue to say that, and I haven't told you lately, but life is spiritual warfare, and we need to be aware of that. You're going to have spiritual warfare life. That's just part of life. And if the sooner you accept that and begin to engage in it, the quicker you're going to start winning and taking some ground back from the enemy. Okay? So you need to walk in faith and fight the good fight of faith. Resist the devil and he will flee. And you will get through these storms and you will come out on the other side of them in the grace of God, by the grace of God. You need to bind up the enemy and continue on through every obstacle in the way, okay, in the course of your life. And there are many obstacles in the courses of our life. And we need to be aware of these things and resist the devil, and he will flee from us. Amen? Amen. God has plans, but Satan hinders. That's just a part of life. God has plans, but Satan tries to hinder those plans. One week I heard things in my spirit God was telling me, but I acted on my mind anyway. You know, it wasn't a sin, it's just daily life. He told me, the Holy Spirit quickened to me and told me that checks are going to bounce, that certain checks are going to bounce. Don't deposit it. But my mind said, oh, deposit it. And I did, and it bounced, of course. They bounced. Well, how many times have you heard the still small voice deep within you and you ignored it too? You know, many times we have done that, and we found out on the other side, man, I should have listened. I should have acted on that. I should have done what I heard in my spirit, see? And God speaks to us that way, and the still small voice in there, and a lot of times we ignore it. It's just not the logical thing. It's just not but it's a warning. It's trying to save us some problems, and we should listen to that still small voice in our spirit, okay? And we just act like we normally would, and even when God speaks to us and we ignore it, we just act like we normally would. And God is trying to get us out of the normal and put us in the supernatural, folks. God wants us to walk in the supernatural. He wants us to walk beyond the natural. He wants us to walk as a child of the King, as a saint of God, a king and a priest in the earth right now. That's who we are. That's what we are. We have access to the throne of grace all the time. And God would have us to walk that way, live that way, act that way, talk that way, live out our lives that way, where we see the supernatural powers of God in manifestation, and others do too. Yeah, he wants us to live in God's realm. That's right. God's realm, and we go and miss it. Listen, we're living in days that are only going to get darker in the world. They're only going to get darker in the world. And if we're not wise, we're going to get carried away with the darkness. If we don't walk this way as God would have us to walk in faith daily, believing him, Amen. Walking in the Spirit, not walking after the lust of the flesh, not walking carnally. See? Otherwise, we could get carried away with the world, with the darkness and the things of the Egyptian dark system of darkness and sin, the globalist sin system. But God has given us the opportunity to live and dwell in the light. Don't rebel against the light. Don't rebel against the things that God has put it before you, and yet you just blow them off because, oh, that's not logical. That doesn't make sense. Well, how many know that if all the things of God made sense to our natural mind, then we could figure those things out because our natural mind thinks carnally anyway. But no, God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth, and he's going to give you spiritual life-giving things that's going to make and impact things in ways that you know not of, maybe. You know? So don't rebel against it. Don't be afraid of it like so many have been. When God is showing up and when Jesus shows up, fear not. That's what the Bible says. When he shows up in your life, don't be in fear to step out in faith. When the enemy shows up, fear not either, because how many know God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind? And fear is your enemy. And know that Jesus is in the boat. No matter how bad the storm, Jesus is in the boat. Amen? And Jesus is in your boat with you. And he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm not ever going to do that. And he doesn't do that. Amen? He doesn't do that, saints. I want you to get that in you. He's never going to leave you or forsake you. Not going to do it. The Lord is with you in your boat. And he is going to take you through to the other side where you're supposed to be in him. Amen? Into the best and perfect will of God. Jesus is in your boat. Though you have, storms, he's still in your boat. And you can have faith because he's there. He is always there. And he is the author and finisher of your faith. And you know what? He said you may see him, asleep. But he never really slumbers, even though you see him. Well, Jesus hasn't talked to me in a long time. Looks like Jesus is sleeping. Looks like Jesus is not there. I haven't heard anything from God in a long time. Sure must have left me. He must have left me because I've been bad. I've sinned too much or some foolish thing that you got. The devil got you believing a lie, see? Because, he said, I'm not going to leave you. He might grieve the Holy Spirit. Didn't say the Holy Spirit was going to leave you, though. You can grieve him, but doesn't say he's going to go. Come on. It says, grieve not the Holy Spirit. But he can be grieved, but doesn't mean he's gone. So Jesus is still there. And you might see him as sleeping, but the Bible says he never sleeps, he never slumbers. Okay? God doesn't sleep. He's not like a man, like a woman. He doesn't sleep, doesn't slumber. He's not going to leave. He's not going to abandon you like so many people have abandoned you when you needed them. Okay? So when making decisions, you need to keep your eye on Jesus, on the prize set before you. For the joy that's set before him, Jesus went to the cross, see? And for the joy that's set before us, eternal life with Jesus forever, we need to, keep our eyes on that. So number one, keep your eyes on the prize, forgetting those things that lie behind. Recognize the influence, and number two, recognize the influence. There's a lot of influences going on every day. We're getting influenced by devils. Okay? We get influenced by people with devils, and we get influenced by the Holy Spirit. We need to recognize the influences. We need to recognize the presence of the Lord. We need to recognize the presence of devils. We need to have discernment of spirit, see? So recognize the influences. Develop discernment of spirit, whether it's the spirit of the Lord or the spirit of darkness. Number three, learn to wait patiently on the Lord. That's right. Wait patiently. By faith and patience, you inherit the promises of God. So learn to wait patiently on the Lord. How many Christians don't want to do that? How many know that if it doesn't happen now, they get depressed, they get mad at God, something happens, and, it didn't go my way. God did come through for me. Yeah, he's not real. He's not this. Psalm 40, verse 1, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my going. And he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and hear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust and regardeth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Okay, we don't regard those who turn aside the light, and we're not among those who turn aside the light. Okay? So, amen. Wait patiently on the Lord. You heard that scripture. Blessed is that man. Make it the Lord his trust. I will trust in the Lord always. Amen? Always. Number four. And number three is learn to wait patiently on the Lord. Number four is pray in the Spirit. Pray in tongues. Thus stepping into the light. When you're praying in the Spirit, you can step over into the Spirit realm. You can put things aside. You don't have an answer. Pray in the tongues until you get an answer. Amen? I've done that many times. Prayed in the Spirit until things became clear. Okay? Amen. Answers are in the light. So if you pray in the Spirit, you step into the light, the answers will come, not in the darkness. Amen. It puts you in God's realm when you pray in the Spirit. And I don't mean just 2 or 3 minutes either. Pray until you break through. Pray until you really get over into his realm. Number five, do warfare as necessary. Bind and loose. Break curses. Do warfare. Do whatever warfare is necessary. Okay? Because we're in spiritual battle. We're in spiritual conflict every day. Many times a day, we are in conflict with the enemy, and we face many battles, okay? So do warfare as needed, and it's needed all the time, much of the time, binding and loosing, breaking in curses and casting out. Get deliverance, okay? That's number six, get deliverance. And that's an important part of our life, too, because it's a progressive thing. It's not just a one-time deliverance. Oh, man, I got delivered. Now I'm just free. No, there's more there. They didn't all come out. How many know that nobody just has one demon and you got totally delivered? Oh, no, that just doesn't happen. Everybody has multiple demons because they have had multiple sin in their life. And when there's been multiple sin, there's been multiple doors open. And, of course, not to mention your parents had multiple doors open, too, and your grandparents and your great-grandparents. And so things were brought in with multiple doors opened in not only your life but their lives as well. So nobody has one demon or two demons or even three or four demons. I mean, just multiple spirits. So everybody needs progressive deliverance. Number seven, worship God and trust him with your life. You know, you need to put a praise on your lips, the fruit of our lips, the sacrifice of praise. That's right. Amen. If we're not praising God daily, then we're missing out, I'm telling you. You know, let the high praises of God be in our mouth and a two-edged sword in our hands. So we worship God. We trust him with our whole life, with our future, with our family, and with our loved ones and our friends, and we trust him with their lives as well. We just put them and us in his hands and trust in him with all of our heart and lean not on our own understanding, because our own understanding will get you into worry and fear and distrust and all kinds of negative things that don't line up with God's word and what he has for you. So worship the Lord. We are not our own. We're bought with a price. So, you know, have you made Jesus responsible for you since you've given your life to him and you belong to him now? Well, that could be why you haven't been able to be blessed the way you could be. You've never made Jesus responsible for you. You've taken responsibility for yourself. And God, you know, he's wanting to take care of you and provide for you and minister to you, but you've got to first give yourself into his care. And said, Lord, I belong to you, so I'm making you responsible for me. Amen? I'm making you responsible for my life. My life is in your hand. You take care of me. I'm stepping back from this trying to take care of my own self, and I'm going to let you take care of me, you know. And granted, you still do the physical things. You brush your teeth. You eat. You do, you know, you make your bed, clean up your house or whatever, all those different things. And drive your car. He's not driving your car, but he's with you, and he'll make certain things happen to protect you as you drive that car, okay? And then once you've made him Lord and let him be responsible for you, then number eight is rest in him. And this is one of the hardest things for Christians to do is rest. I mean, they got to take all these yokes upon themselves. He said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. But you want to take that heavy yoke of worry, anxiety, and fretting about things? Take on that storm yourself? No, I just got to do something. You know, there's no rest. I'm always trying to do something to fix something. No, no, let Jesus take charge. See? Let Jesus take charge. You know, we don't need to make the decisions just based on the natural. We need to consult the Word of God, folks. Consult the Word of God, pray in the Spirit, and get the mind of Christ. And we have the mind of Christ, okay? And God sees beyond the present. He sees beyond your besetting demons and your besetting sin, beyond your circumstances today. How many know some things that we don't like may have to take place so that we can have the things we do like? You know, I mean, really, I've seen that happen over and over throughout life. I've seen things that, well, at first we didn't think they were a good thing, and then they happened, and then it worked out to be a good thing in the long run, see? And that's the way we need to recognize that just because we don't want it and it don't look good to us doesn't mean it isn't going to turn out good and that God isn't in some things. Okay, and you worry and worry and worry about it, but it's just no sense in that. It's just a waste of time, brother, sister. Amen. It's just a waste of time. Yeah, you're looking too much at your circumstances when you should be looking too much at Jesus, see? And you can never look too much at Jesus, though, by the way. But you should be looking at Jesus instead of looking at all the circumstances, the situations that you see in life, and looking at your family members and, oh, they're not saved, or they're going the wrong direction, or I wish they wouldn't do this or that. And hey, wait a minute. What are you doing? Put them in the hand of the Lord. Consult the Word of God. Don't make decisions on the natural, but make decisions on the Spirit. See? God sees beyond the present, beyond your besetting demons, beyond your sin, beyond your circumstances, beyond what's happening right now. And he will cause you to go in his way, the straight and narrow path he has ordained for you and me to walk in, if we'll just go in that direction. And we will make less and less wrong decisions in life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we will not make decisions based on lies because we're walking in his path. We will hear truth much more clearly. And we can break out of a cycle of wrong decision-making, the curse of wrong decision-making, see, of sabotaging our own lives. Could be generational, and you need to break that, and we need to cast that out, but generational wrong decisions. And God can and will redeem our wrong choices and wrong decision-making. God can and will redeem it. And he can redeem other people's wrong decisions that affected us and turn them around for his glory and for his good, see? Because God has a path for us, for you, for me, and the devil has one plan, too, for you, for me. One way, you know, he's trying to keep us as his, you know, his own. On his evil path, you know, try to keep us on that evil path by influencing and attempting to control your mind, to influence your decisions, making, you know, progress in the direction that he wants you to, and making decisions that take us down demonic pathways. Right, instead of godly pathways, ones that, you know, will build us up instead of tearing down, that are influenced by the Holy Spirit instead of the evil spirit. Yeah, amen. Influenced by the Holy Spirit is what we want. See, we want to go in the way of the Lord, not the way of darkness, right? Amen. Amen. Yet your life, you know, can be changed from a lifetime of wrong decisions making by influenced by demons. And if you're still alive, it's not too late for you. Your age is not your issue. It's not the issue. God can still turn things around for your good, no matter how demonized your life has been thus far. You need to be hopeful, not hopeless about your life. And some people are just so hopeless that there's no hope, you know, there. And so they just can't walk in hope anymore. But hope is the anchor for the soul, and faith has nothing to work with if you don't hope for anything. So you've got to hope for good things and God things so that you can step forth in faith and see those good things come to pass. If you lose hope, then you've lost something for your faith to grab hold of, because hope is the anchor. See? So be hopeful, not hopeless. And so often you'll be blocked and hindered by your mindset. How many know that the mindset that you walk in has a lot to do with things? And a mindset, what is it? It's just what it sounds like, a mind that is set. You set yourself as being a hopeless person, a hopeless case. Well, I'm just a hopeless case, and nobody can change my mind. It's set. So you got a mindset, and you got a wrong mindset, too. And it's not a godly mindset, because you've set it in a negative manner. See, anything you set in a negative manner is a negative mindset that will sabotage your life, because the demons is attached to that kind of a mindset. You know, if it's a godly mindset, my mind is set on the Lord. The Holy Spirit is attached to that, and he can bring things to pass, and faith can work with that. But if you said it, oh, it's just a hopeless mess. I don't know if anything will ever change in this mess. It's just so messy. It's just so ugly. It's just, blah, 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 blah. You've got a mindset of defeat. You've got a mindset of failure. You've got a mindset of evil. And so how can God work in that? You set your mind in a wrong manner under the influence of devils. And they're real happy, you know, the devils are laughing about it and saying, wow, ha, 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 you know, I got them where I want them, and I won't keep them where I want them too with that mindset. Yeah, a mind that is set. You set yourself up as being a hopeless case, right? And what are you going to do? Nobody can change your mind when you're saying the same thing about yourself. That, you know, you're just a hopeless case. No, nobody can help me. This demon's too strong. It's never going to come out of me. You bought into the lie of a demon, okay? You bought into a lie. You need to, you know, unset your mindset, right? You need to get it unset and not keep it set, but unset it from that negative mindset and let God arise in you again. Let God arise in you. You can be free. You can change. It's not too late. It's just not too late. As long as you're alive, you're breathing, you know, it's not too late for Jesus to show up and do something mighty in your life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of you are thinking it is, though. Some of you got that mindset in the wrong way. And some of you are letting that control your life now. And you speak negative all the time instead of the word. You need to adjust what you say. You need to line up with the word of God. If it's lining up with the world and with the evil one, then you're speaking the wrong things and you're going to have the wrong results in your life. And God is wanting you to speak what he says. He wants to speak the word in season, out of season, all the time. Speak the word. Speak the word. Right now is the due season for the word. It's your due season to be speaking the word of God. Amen. To call things that are not as though they are. Quit accepting the status quo. Quit accepting the same old, and saying it's just going to always be that way. Well, you just spoke the curse over your life. Break that curse right now. Say, I break that. It's not always going to be this way. It's not always going to go on like this. I break that curse over my life in Jesus' name. Forgive me for saying those words, Lord. I renounce those words that I have spoken over my own life so many times, Lord. I renounce those words. I cancel their assignment over me, just like you're going to cancel the assignment of other people's words that they've been speaking over you, too. That's right. Words need to be canceled. Many words that have been spoken. Words are always being spoken by somebody. Somebody talking somewhere all the time on planet Earth. And there are many somebodies talking all the time on planet Earth. And word curses need to be canceled. Negative words spoken by others need to be canceled. And you may not even know they've been spoken, but just for the safety, just I cancel anyone's negative words over me in Jesus' name. I cancel my own negative words over myself in Jesus' name. Amen? It's not too late. Let God arise, and his enemies that have implanted themselves will be scattered. See, you let God arise by speaking God's word. How do you think God arises? He arises when we speak his word. He shows up on the scene. That's right. When we're speaking his word, he's speaking life, and Jesus shows up in answer to those words of life. See? You know, I don't care who's spoken that curse over you, okay? You know, God haven't, or you wouldn't be listening right now, right? He hasn't spoken those curses. There's hope. There's hope right now. There's hope for that circumstance, that situation that looks so hopeless in the natural, but you're looking at it the wrong way. You're looking with your natural eyes instead of through the eyes of the Lord. If you look with the eyes of the Lord, then all things are possible to him that believes. See? Yes, they are, man. I'm telling you, sister, brothers, all things are possible. And then you get delivered from the personal bondages and the generational spirits, you know, and you will make right decisions and you will, your life will have a turnaround. Okay? You believe that God wants your life to have a turnaround for his glory, for your good, every good and perfect gift that comes down from above, right? That's where it comes from, the good and perfect gift. He said, I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. So God has a way of living that's above and higher than the level that, you know, the enemy has for us, of course, way higher than what he has. And so let's come up higher. Let's just go ahead and step over through right decision-making, even in the midst of the storm. Sometimes we just need to be quiet in the storm and call upon the name of the Lord and shut up about, you know, oh, what about this? What about that? And, you know, all that negative talk, you know, it's just bringing you into bondage. And you need to just stop it. Stop it. Just right now. Say, Lord, forgive me for all my negative talk about myself and others as well. Lord, I just confess it as sin, Lord. I'm sorry and I repent for it. I just yield my voice to you, my mind to you, Lord, and I want to speak the word instead of those worldly things, those negative things. The world is always speaking negative things. You know that. For the most part, they speak negative. Yeah. And so we have the tendency to join in with that negativity. And yet the kingdom of God is not that way. You know, what you say is what you have in the kingdom of God. So you better be careful what you're saying. Yeah. The words have great power in the kingdom. And devils know that. And they're afraid of a believer who use words in the proper manner against them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we thank you tonight for this powerful word to keep us on the course that you have for us and to encourage us, Lord. And right now, just give that circumstance, situation, thing that you're facing right now or family members are facing that have got you troubled, job that you have and people at the workplace, friends that you have and situations and circumstances with them. Just give them to Jesus right now, would you? And would you just start speaking good, positive things in place of those negative things that you've been speaking, things that line up with the word instead of things that line up with the world, the flesh, and the devil, and what those demons have been parroting, I mean, what they've been saying you've been parroting, and not do that anymore? In Jesus' name, by the grace of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you'll speak right things, you'll speak word things, and develop a word language. Amen. I have a word language. I speak according to God's word much of the time, so much of the time. Okay? So we need to all develop a God language, a word language. Amen. And speak that language instead of the circumstances and situations that we face and the storms that we're in life. Amen. Call it healed in Jesus' name. Call things that are not as though they are. Yes. Saints, listen to me. You don't have to endure that storm the way you're enduring it, fretting and suffering. No, no. Put your life in the hand of Jesus. Put that situation in his hand. Cast that care on him. Rest in the Lord. And in his peace that passes understanding, you find refuge and strength to go on. Amen? Thank you, Father, for that. Thank you for encouraging us. Thank you for strengthening us. Thank you for leading us forward, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus that we move forward in faith out of these things into more of you, Lord, daily. In the name of Jesus, we praise you for it. We worship you, worship you for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Everybody say amen. All right, we're going to take a little short time of intermission here, and then we're going to come back and do some deliverance for a while. And anything else the Lord would have us to do? All right. So let's go ahead and just take a few minutes, and we'll come back and cast out some spirits.
In your plan,
in your plan.
I am your heart.
All right, let's do some deliverance. Praise the Lord for another opportunity to do so. Amen. Amen. So let's see what you can get out tonight. Amen. See what we can deal with. Father, in the name of Jesus, first of all, we break the generational curse of making bad decisions over your life right now. And we command that to stop right now, and those spirits of negative, wrong decision-making to come out right now. We break the generational curse back to the 10th generation and cancel its assignment over you in the name of Jesus. Now come out of there. That curse of making wrong decisions. Come out of there, all the way out. Come out. We break that curse in the name of Jesus. Come out, all the way up and out of there in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we repent for making wrong decisions, too. And we command them to go right now. Loose the people. Let them go, every one of us, in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. Come out, 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 come out. Any spirits of wrong decision-making, you come out too. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. That isn't a part of the curse, just a spirit of wrong decision-making, you come out too. Come out. All those spirits that have to do with wrong decision-making, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come on all the way, all the way. Keep coming out, keep coming out, keep coming up and out, all the way out. Go, 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 move, 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 move. Keep moving. The blood of Jesus has to go all the way out. Keep coming out, those spirits of wrong decision-making, come out all the way out. The blood is against you, demons. The blood is against you, demons. You have to loose them and let them go. Come out. Come on out, all the way out. All the way up out of there, wrong decision making. Come out, 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 come out. The anxiety over problems and situations and circumstances, come out. All those anxiety spirits, come out. We break the curse of anxiety. We break the curse of troubling spirits that trouble you. Come out, those troubling spirits, worry, come out, anxiety, stress. Come out, negativity, come out. Those negative spirits that cause you to speak negatively all the time, come out. Those negative spirits, negativity, come out. We break the curse of negativity, generational curses of negativity, come out. You get in conversation with some people in the world, that's all they're speaking is just negativity. Negative, the weather's bad, this is bad, life is bad, oh, finances are bad, my family's bad, all this is bad, 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 going bad, going worse. Come out, all that negative stuff, negativity, come out. We break that. We break that. Grumbling, complaining, negativity spirit, come out. All that negativity, come out. Negative, well, I'm such a mess. I always seem to mess things up. That's negativity. That's not what the Lord would have you say over yourself. Come out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. I'll never get a better job. I'll never do any better than this. This is probably all I'm good for. Come out. That's another negative statement. Come out. Come out. If there were a nail on the road, I'd probably run over it. Yeah, that's negative. See, you got to stop that kind of talk. That stuff is bondage. That just lines up with what the devil is saying in your mind, and you're just speaking what demons, you know, you're just chortling out what the demons say. Parroting, come out what they're saying inside your mind. They plant a thought, or you think it's yours, and you speak it, and you open yourself up for those things to happen in your life. So negativity, come out. Negative tongue, come out. Negative speaking, come out. Come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out. All the way out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Negative about other people, negative about everything. Come out, come out, come out. Some people thrive on negativity, and some people make livings on negativity, okay? Some people, that's all they talk about, the bad thing going on. Everything's bad, everything getting worse. Yeah, and they thrive, make a living on it. And really? No, I don't think so. You know, God is not just speaking to negativity. Hey, for the wicked, it's going to be negative, right? We know that. But we're not the wicked. We are the righteous. So that negative spirit needs not be in our tongue. Come out of there, all the way out. It doesn't mean we don't know what's going on in the world. We know there are negative things going on. We know what they are. But we're not going to speak that stuff over our lives. In Jesus' name, Come out of there, go, all the way out of there, go. In the name of Jesus, loose the people, let them go. Come out, 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 out, all the way out. Every one of you has to go. Come out, come out, come out now, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. In Jesus' name, we come against the spirit that caused you to crave wrong. In Jesus' name, those craving spirits that would cause you to crave sin, some manner of sin that you're craving, you come out of there right now. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All that craving spirit that caused you to crave things, craving tobacco, craving alcohol, craving marijuana, craving something else, that sugar, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all that craving, come out, craving spirit, come out, 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 come out. Spirit of isolation, you isolate yourself, come out. That spirit of isolation, come out right now. Isolation, all the way out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. That isolation isolates you. Come out. Jesus' name. Go. Come out of there. Come out. All the way out. We break the curse. Come out, isolation. Come out. 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 The blood of Jesus against you. The blood of Jesus, we break control spirits over you from anybody that has control through a Jezebel spirit, someone Jezebel control, exercising Jezebel control. We break that over you in Jesus' name. Command that spirit to go in the name of Jesus. We break Jezebel control. We break any control by parents that had negative control over your life still to this day. Come out of there right now. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, 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 up and out of there. You got to go. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus. Angels, sword those demons right now. Sword those demons. Keep coming out. All the way out. Come on. All the way. Those lustful spirits, come out. Bound by lust, come out. Fantasy lust, come out. All that fantasy in the mind, come out. We bind you. Those lustful spirits, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out, up and out, all the way out. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. All those lust spirits, come out, come out, come out, lust, come out, lust, come out, all the way out. In Jesus' name, all that lust, all those suicidal spirits, you come out. You feel like committing suicide or you should die, come out. All that suicidal spirit, that death wish spirit, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way up out of there. Go in Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go. All those death wish spirits, those suicidal spirits, those self-destructive spirits that bind you, we break your hold. Come out of people right now. Come out, self-destructive. We rebuke the spirit of self-destruction. You got to go. Come out, come out. Self-destructive. Some people are self-destructive and they don't even know it. They're causing themselves to deteriorate physically and mentally because they're letting themselves punish themselves or they're making themselves suffer for their wrongs or suffer because they think they deserve it. Hey, we all deserve it, but thank God for grace. We don't receive it because even though we do deserve it, He took it for us. So stop punishing yourself and command that spirit of self-punishment to come out. Self-punishment to come out. It's your fault. You got to punish yourself for it. Everything's your fault. You feel blame for everything. Come out. That blaming spirit that's always up in your mind, making you feel like everything's your fault. Come out. 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 It's your fault this bad thing happened. It's your fault this is going on. It's your fault they acted that way. Come on. All the way up out of there. Come out. 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 All that self-blame, come out. All that self-blame, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Up and out of there, go in the name of Jesus right now. Up and out, come out, 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 all the way. Keep moving. The blood is against you. Keep moving. All that guilt, all that shame, come out. Come on, all the way out. All that guilt you carry, because after all, this is your fault that this happened. Your fault that it happened to them, and your fault that this happened. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the guilt that goes with that kind of a lie. Come out of there. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, all the guilt, all the shame, all the self-blame, come out. Come out. Keep going. Up and out, up and out, up and out. Cough it out a few times. All the way out. Breathe it out. Get them going. Everybody cough a few times. Get them moving up out of there. All the way up out of there. Go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name, we come against a wandering spirit. God, you're just wandering through life with no purpose. It seems like you're going nowhere. You're just wandering through life. Yeah, we break that curse. In Jesus' name, come out of there. Yes, you're welcome. Praise the Lord. Keep coming out of there. All the way out. All the way out. Go, go, go. That wandering spirit, wanderlust, come out. Wandering spirits, come on. Cause you just to wander through life, just listlessly wandering, getting nowhere, accomplishing seemingly nothing. Come out of there. That wandering spirit. We break the curse of wandering through life. Come out. With no purpose, with no direction, with nothing. Come out. All the way out. That wandering spirit. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. We break the curse. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. Jesus became a curse for us, so we don't have to bear the curse according to Galatians. Come out. According to the book of Galatians, he became a curse for us. So come out of there. So we don't have to bear this curse now. Come out of there. Go. All the way out. We break the curse. We break the curse in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way up out of there in Jesus' name. Loose them, loose them, loose them, and let them go. Loose them. Let them go. Loose them. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus right now. The blood of Jesus. Gotta go. All the way. All the way, all the way, in Jesus' name, all the way, the blood of Jesus. The worthless spirit tells you you're worthless, you have no value. Come on, all that worthless spirit, come out now. Worthless, feeling worthless about things, worthless about yourself, that you're just worthless. Even God doesn't value you, people don't value you, your parents don't value you. Come out, all that worthless spirit, come out. Come out, come out. We break the curse of worthlessness. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Go, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out. Breathe it out. Let it go. All the way out. Out, 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 out. Come out. All that worthless spirit. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out now. All the way out. The blood of Jesus is against you right now. Go, 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 go. All the way out, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, all that worthlessness, come out. All that worthlessness, all that spirit that just says you're no value, no count, they have no value, spirit, come out, 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 all the way. All that worthlessness, all that worry, that stress, that nervousness, that tension, come out. Nervous tension, come out. Come out now. Come out. Worrying about family members. Come out. Worrying about the future. Come out. Come on. Come out. Go right now. Come on. Give your cares to the Lord. If your care is a person, cast that person on the Lord. Give that person to Jesus. He can take better care of them than you can. That's for sure. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. Go in the name of Jesus. All those care spirits, those worry spirits, those stressful spirits, those sleepless at night spirits, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Those spirits are not knowing what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Come out of there. I don't know what to do. Come out. All the way out. I bind you. You come out of there. We do know what to do in Jesus' name. We know what to do. We know how to make right decisions in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, go all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. We know what to do in the name of Jesus. All the way out. Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. We have the wisdom of the Lord. Come out. Any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally and upbraideth not. Go all the way out. Keep going. Blood of Jesus against you demons. The blood of Jesus against you in Jesus' name. Come on. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out. Come out, 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 come out. All that self-critical spirit, critical of others and critical of yourself, come out. Come on. All that self-critical and critical of yourself, critical of others, come out of there, all the way up out of there. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out all the way out, all the way out, all the way up and out in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus, you have to go. All the way out, all the way out. That spirit of shyness, come out. Shyness, you have to go. That spirit of shyness, come out of there. Shy spirits, come out. Come out. The righteous are bold as a lion. We're not a shy. No, 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 no. Come out of there. All the way out. Go. In the name of Jesus. Holy boldness be released in Jesus' name. Come out of there. All that shyness. Go, 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 go. Instead, holy boldness be released in the name of Jesus upon you. That you be bold as a lion with holy boldness every day, all the time, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that holy boldness for us being released upon each one of you in the name of Jesus. And that shyness, every bit of it has to go. The intimidation, you go. All that spirit of intimidation, come out. Come out, being intimidated by people, come out, come out. All that intimidation, come out, come out, come out. Spirit of intimidation, I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. The reason you get intimidated by some people just carry strong spirits, you know, and they intimidate people when they get up in their face and talk to them. Come out. All that intimidation, go in Jesus' name. Just rebuke those spirits in people, and you will not suffer that intimidation unless you have one in you, and we're getting them out right now. So come out, intimidation, come out, 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 all the way out. Go in the name of Jesus. All that intimidation, go. All that intimidation, up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out of there. Go, 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 go. Go, keep going, all the way out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. We break all witchcraft over you in Jesus' name. Any witchcraft put on you by anybody, we cancel its assignment. Command that witchcraft to go. All witchcraft, come out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 all the way out. All that witchcraft, loose them and let them go in Jesus' name. All that witchcraft, go, 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 come out. Keep coming out, witchcraft. We break the curse of witchcraft over you. Come out, come out. All family line witchcraft, we break, come out. Inherited witchcraft, come out, come out, come out. Just let it go, come out. Freemasonry, witchcraft, go. All of it, go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. In the name of Jesus, loose them, and let them go all the way out. All the way up out of there, go in the name of Jesus. All the way out, all the way up out of there, go in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, seal this deliverance to the people who received deliverance today. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to receive deliverance, Lord. And we just ask you to seal it to them and that they'll be able to walk in it and keep what they got. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory and thank you for the time we've had together this evening. Thank you for the word that's gone forth, a powerful word tonight, Father, that people will receive it and walk in the power of that word from heaven. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory. Amen. Amen. Thank you for listening tonight. Thank you for being here, being a part of the live broadcast tonight. Lord bless you. I know most people like to listen later, but I'm thankful for you folks who keep me company here on Friday nights, and we can do it live, and that's awesome. And there'll be no newsletter for September, October, but we'll put one out in November and December. So just let you know that. Not going to be one for these 2 months. So there'll be one that we put them out bi-monthly normally, but not going to until the November one will be out. And so that's the next one. So thank you for listening again. God bless you guys. Loving kindness, you know, the Lord is so kind to us, isn't he? I tell you, I appreciate his loving kindness every day, and his mercies are new every morning, so I hope you're enjoying his mercy too, because he is so merciful to us. I mean, I tell you what, I'm in awe, actually, of the goodness of the Lord. I don't know what to say. No word to describe the goodness of the Lord toward us. And listen, even though we've failed so many times and made so many mistakes, sinned so many times and had so many demons, he still just loves us and cares for us and gives us good things. That's pretty awesome God we serve, and that's why I stand in awe of him, and that's why I just love him so much. I mean, that's one thing. It seems like, I tell him I love him, and he always tells me back, I love you, God. I love you, God. I've heard that so many times in my life. He tells me that when I tell him I love him, and you can tell him you love him and see if he doesn't tell you and call you by your name. And listen, if you really love him, I mean, he knows if you mean it. And if you mean it from your spirit, he knows that. And he certainly would want to receive your love, because he gave you the love to love him back with in the first place. Without him, we'd be very loveless people, I think. Because he gives us the ability to love. Really, the world says they love, but their love is falls far below the love of Christ, the love of the Father. That kind of love, the God kind of love, it's a zoe, right? God kind of love. Zoe is the Greek word. The Greeks had three words for love, yeah. But God love is the zoe time, the God kind of love, which is only one kind of love like that, the God kind of love. Because the world don't have that kind of love. So let's just keep receiving that love and let that love encourage you, because you remember when it seemed like nobody else loved you, God loved you, that's for sure. And he's going to not quit loving you. So just remember that. Especially remember when you have those times that you feel lonely, that you feel all alone, but you're not. Remember the Lord thy God is with you and he loves you so much. And he'll just put those arms of love around you if you'll let him, and bring you comfort. I mean, there's a scripture that says, let us comfort others with the comfort that we have received from the Holy Spirit. Where is that? 2 Corinthians chapter 1, I believe. If you don't mind, I'll just look it up and find out for sure and read it to you. And then I'll let you go tonight. But yeah, 2 Corinthians. There we are. Let's see what it says here. Blessed be God. Chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Amen. God wants to comfort you. You let him do that. When you need comfort, receive it from the Lord. Amen. Because he's there to give it. He will comfort you so you can comfort somebody else. I mean, no, there's always somebody else that needs comforting too. But first, we're going to have to get some if we're going to give some, right? Amen. So receive your comfort in Jesus' name. And then comfort somebody else. That's what the Lord says here in the Word. All right. Well, appreciate y'all tuning in here, being a part of this broadcast tonight. And love y'all. And God bless you. Have a blessed weekend. And it looks like colder weather is on the way in Montana, Wyoming. So we're going to see some colder weather, cooler weather. But it's still going to have some warmer days. But the nights are going to get cooler. I wonder if that's true where you're at. It says already snowed in some states. Wow. Okay. Well, winter's coming. Fall is here. About. Anyway. All right. God bless. Bye-bye.